This is an RNIB talking book.
One Corpse Too Many by Ellis Peters.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
By kind permission of the publisher, Macmillan.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
Catalogue number 3542, One Corpse Too Many, by Ellis Peters. In a medieval monastery, Brother Cadfael discovers 95 corpses after a massacre, where there should have been only 94.
This book, first published in 1979, is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
The book is read by Andrew Timothy and there are 12 chapters. One Corpse Too Many, described as a medieval whodunit, by Ellis Peters, Chapter 1. Brother Cadfael was working in the small kitchen garden by the abbot's fish ponds when the boy was first brought to him. It was hot August noon, and if he'd had his proper quota of helpers, they would all have been snoring in the shade at this hour, instead of sweating in the sun. But one of his regular assistants, not yet out of his novitiate, had thought better of the monastic vocation and taken himself off to join his elder brother in arms on King Stephen's side.